ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, Text 19, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Tvattaha asya janma sthiti sangyaman vibho vadanti anihat Agunat Avikriyat Tvai Ishvare Brahmani Na Virudhyate Tvat Ashrayatvat Upacharyate Gunai Tvat Tosya janma sthiti sanyaman vibho.
Tosya janma sthiti sanyaman vibho.
Vadantya nihad agunada vikriyat.
Vadantya nihad agunada vikriyat.
Tvaishvare brahmani no virudhyate.
Ishvare brahmani no virudhyate.
Tvad Ashrayat vad upacharyate gunai.
Tvat ashrayat vad upacharyate gunai.
Tvat tosya janma sthiti sanyaman vibho.
Tosya janma sthiti sanyaman vibho.
Vadantya nihad agunada vikriyat. Tvaishvare brahmani no virudhyate.
Ishvare brahmani no virudhyate.
Tvad ashrayat vad upacharyate gunai.
Tvad ashrayat vad upacharyate gunai. Tvattosya janmasti visanyaman vibho.
Tvattaha are from your lordship. Asya,
of the entire cosmic manifestation.
Janma,
the creation.
Stiti,
maintenance.
Sangyaman,
and annihilation.
Vibho,
O my Lord.
Vedanti,
the learned Vedic scholars conclude.
Anihat,
who are free from endeavor.
Agunat,
who are unaffected by the modes of material nature.
Avikriyat,
who are unchanging in your spiritual situation.
Tvayi,
in you.
Ishvare,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Brahmani,
who are Parabrahman,
the Supreme Brahman.
No,
not.
Virudhyate,
there is a contradiction.
Tvat,
Ashrayatvat,
because of being controlled by you.
Upacharyate,
things are going on automatically.
Gunai,
by the operation of the material modes.
O my Lord, learned Vedic scholars conclude that the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the entire cosmic manifestation are performed by you, who are free from endeavor, unaffected by the modes of material nature, and changeless in your spiritual situation. There are no contradictions in you, who are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman, because the three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, and tamas, are under your control. Everything takes place automatically. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, as stated in the Vedas.
Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate natat samas cha bhyadikas cha drishyate parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate swabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha.
The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal or greater than Him, for everything is done naturally and systematically by His multifarious energies. Shveta Ashvatara Upanishad 6.8.
Creation, maintenance, and annihilation are all conducted personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maya Dhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam.
Yet ultimately,
the Lord does not need to do anything, and therefore He is nirvikara, changeless. Because everything is done under His direction, He is called Srishti Karta, the master of creation. Similarly, He is the master of annihilation. When a master sits in one place while his servants work in different duties, whatever the servants are doing is ultimately an activity of the master, although he is doing nothing. Natasya karyang karanang cha vidyate. The Lord's potencies are so numerous that everything is nicely done. Therefore, He is naturally still and is not directly the doer of anything in this material world.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtam Manum Api Shachiputra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagarna Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sajivam.
Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tina Smarane Hoy Bignabina Ashan Anaya Ashri Hoy Nijavan Chita Puran. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No contradictions in the Supreme Lord. We learn from this verse. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, creation, maintenance, and annihilation are all conducted personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada also writes in the same purport, he is not directly the doer of anything in this material world. That seems to be a contradiction right there, doesn't it? No contradictions in him. So, what are we going to do? Shastra Yukti. Yukti means fighting. You can either fight with the Shastra, or Yukti also means bringing together, harmonizing. What do we understand from this? Well, Srila Prabhupada gives an example of the boss who has all his workers who are running around doing so many things. He doesn't do anything. The workers do everything. But they do it under his supervision, according to his desire. He may just say one word, and one word is enough to set off a whole war. Just a few words from the leader of a country can be enough to mobilize the troops and set the missiles going off. He doesn't do it himself. Does he or doesn't he? There's so much hatred of one gentle or not gentle man, a name beginning with P, famous person from Russia, who's castigated for killing so many people. He's just sitting peacefully in Moscow. He's not killing anyone. Doesn't seem to be. But then, is he or isn't he? By his command, by his desire. I don't want to get into all the politics of all this, but I'm just using it as an example. I have no political agenda for or against Mr. P. But it's just an example that by his word, a whole big, it's not a war, but something, so much action is going on. So many people are risking their lives, losing their lives. Is he doing it or is he not doing it? Yes, he's personally doing it. But he's not directly the doer of anything. So both things are there. Just to give an example from current affairs, there are several words here which are desired or pleasing to impersonalists, aniha, aguna, avikriya. This explains Brahman. Aniha, how does Srila Prabhupada translate that? It means neutral, not involved. How does Srila Prabhupada? Free from endeavor. Aguna, no qualities. Avikriya, doesn't change at all. Here we have the word also Vedanti. Vedanti means, any of our Gurukul students here, what does Vedanti mean? Say, that's not complete. It's one word in Sanskrit, but it's more than one word in English. Who says? I say, you say, they say, everyone says. They say. But it's not stated who says. So, Srila Prabhupada has filled in. The learned Vedic scholars conclude. Here it's not just saying, but concluding. It's unpacked. Further, there are many words like this in Sanskrit. Just like the word asya. What does asya mean? We have in this verse the word asya. Janmadyasya Yataha. There's only one definite term in there, Janmadi. Asya is indefinite, Yataha is indefinite. Asya means of this. Okay, very good. Of what? Vyasadeva doesn't say. Of what? It's understood by all Vedantists, whether they're Mayavadis or Vaishnavas or Shaivas or whatever they are. It means of this material creation. So here also Srila Prabhupada has put asya. In this context, in this kind of context, is understood to mean the material creation. And also here, janma, which literally means brought into being. So in this context, it's understood to mean the material creation. Otherwise, it could mean so many things, but particularly it's given in this context. Now, the learned Vedic scholars conclude in relation to Krishna that he is Aniha Aguna Avikriya, and he's also Brahman, and he's Ishvara. And Ishvara gives, so he's without endeavor, without qualities, without change, Brahman, which is one. These are qualities of Brahman, without endeavor, without qualities, without change. These are qualities of Brahman, but he's also Ishvara. And Ishvara gives the sense of someone who's controlling someone else, which doesn't mean undifferentiated oneness. Ishvara means there are activities. So how is it without endeavor, without change, without qualities? We're talking about a person here. The very easy conclusion, or straightforward, or Occam's razor conclusion. Do you know what Occam's razor means? You all know what that means? It's a very important term in philosophy. I don't know what the Sanskrit term for it is, but it means you take the simplest explanation. Don't make any explanation more complex than it needs to be. I was in the room, the door opened, and Mr. X walked in. So you presume from this that Mr. X was in the other room and came in. You didn't presume that he materialized coming from another planet just when he opened the door. That's an extreme example. It's sometimes used to say that, well, you don't need any God to explain anything, so there's no God. You can explain it all in terms of matter, interactions of matter. Such is claimed, not by Occam, Mr. Occam, or he was a monk or whatever he was. That wasn't claimed by him. But we do run into difficulties when we have a non-endeavoring, quality-less, non-changing person. Because the very symptoms of a person is that they have qualities. The very symptom of anything is that it has qualities. Otherwise, it doesn't exist. Everything has to have some qualities, this, or characteristics. This is a diary. It's not a Srimad Bhagavatam book, it's a diary. And it has certain characteristics. It has a red cover, which was further covered with a picture of a calf milking from her mother. And so many. You could probably, within a short time, find 50 characteristics at least of this. So it has characteristics. Brahman is aguna. This generally is understood to mean, in the Vedantic context, to mean free from the qualities of goodness, passion, and ignorance, which further means no qualities whatsoever, because everything in this world is a transformation of sattva, rajas, and tamas. Including everyone and everything in it. Everything! What is that verse? Natvadasti prithivyang cha. How does that verse go? Divideveshu va punaha. How does it go? Look it up. There's nothing free from these modes of material nature. Natvadasti prithivyang. Here, prithivi means, is extrapolated to mean the whole universe also. Anyway, the purport of it is that there's nothing within the material cosmos which is free from the influence of the three modes of material nature. Did you find it yet? No. Okay. There's nothing which is beyond the without the influence of the material nature. And here we have Vasudeva speaking to baby Krishna, addressing him as Ishvara. Krishna's within the material nature. He's a person within the material nature. Person means there are qualities. Within the material nature means he's in the realm of the three modes of material nature. Then, how can he be aniha aguna avikriya? How can he be Brahman, which is eko advatiyam? It's one without anything else. Did you find it? Natadasti pritim vyang va. Divideveshu va punaha. Sattvang prakriti jaya gunam. Yat ebi syat tribhya gunai. Then, translation, there is nothing. There is no being existing. Either here or among the demigods, in the higher planetary systems, which is free from these three modes born of material nature. There's a lot in Bhagavad Gita, right? We just learn, we get a list of 50 main verses, but they all have so much import in them. So it's good you. Young brains over there, cram it in. Learn the Bhagavad Gita. Just learn the whole Bhagavad Gita. When you're young, and if you're not a doofus, then you can do it. You can learn it all, and later on you'll get the benefit. You can help me if I'm still alive in remembering the verses. For instance, I'll give you a pat on the head. Is that a sattvic, a rajasic, or a tamasic pat on the head? You have to watch. Good touch, right? So here we are, stuck. We're stuck here. We've got aniha aguna avikriya, Brahman, who is Ishvara, and there's no contradiction. It's all contradictory. Unless, what's the resolution of this? The Mayavadis, they have some very un-Occamish explanations that Ishvara, first of all, the material energy generates, and Brahman, eko bahusyam, Brahman is one but became many, but still it's not. The whole material existence, including Ishvara, doesn't really exist because there's only oneness. And then, well, how is it that we see not only oneness, but two-ness, three-ness? Right here in this room, we have maybe, how many? 60-ish, 70-ish. We have more than oneness. How is that? What is the explanation? Mayavadis. You're from Mayavadi smarter family, right? You should know. Anivarchaniya. You can't say. It's inexplicable. Okay, let's go to Occam's razor now. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated throughout the Vedic literature, is transcendental to the modes of material nature, and even though appearing within this world, remains transcendental. Etad ishanam ishasya prakriti stopi tad gunai na yujyate sadatma stair yata buddhis tadashrayaha. This is the godness of God, referring specifically to Krishna. Just before this, there's a whole description of Krishna in Dwaraka and his coquettish, Srila Prabhupada uses this word, his coquettish queens fluttering their eyelids at him and trying to seduce him, but he's not susceptible to their charms. And of course, later in the Bhagavatam, we find he is susceptible to their charms. But intrinsically, from the Vedantic viewpoint, Krishna is unaffected. He's beyond the modes of material nature. He comes within the modes of material nature, but he's unaffected by it. And therefore, we have verses. Anyone, any verse in Bhagavad Gita which is relevant to this? Anyone? How about avajananti mangurha manushim tanamashritam param bhavam ajananto mamavyayam anuttamam? Is that the right last line? Mamabhuta maheshram. Yeah, I got that mixed up with the, what is that? Avyaktam vyaktim apanam manyante mamabhuta. Similar kind of verse. The rascals and fools, they don't know that Krishna, or they don't recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Controller. He comes within this world. They think that he is, this is what the Mayavadis say, the Shankara philosophy, that Ishvara has accepted a human body, just like me and you. We have human bodies. So they think, well, Krishna must have also. And therefore, he's also a product of matter. Krishna roundly rejects this proposition. There was a professor, I believe he was, I don't remember his name. But he translated Shankara's Vedanta commentary, Sharirika Bhasha, is one of its names. And then afterwards he translated Ramanuja's. And in the preface to the Ramanuja translation, he said, seems to me to make a lot more sense than Shankara's, for which he came under massive attack from followers of Shankara philosophy. Yeah. You're not Indian. How can you say? Just because you're influenced by Christianity. Yeah, well, actually it's not like that. It just seems to make a whole lot more sense, that's all. And it seems to follow the Sanskrit. That's what he said. It follows the, it unpacks the Vedanta Sutras in a more natural way. This Shankara's explanation, it's very strained. So, young boys studying the Gurukul, you've got to learn all the Bhagavad Gita and go out and smash those Mayavadis. Just like last night, we had Nrisimhadev killing Hiranyakashipu Where is Hiranyakashipu nowadays? He's so many descendants. But more dangerous, actually more dangerous than these big demons who are very obviously demons, are those who propound Mayavad philosophy. Here's another verse that the Shankarites hate. The Rakshasim Kalim Ashritya Jayate Brahma Yonishu. That the demons who weren't killed by the ones who escaped when Krishna was around, killing them personally or through the Pandavas, they got born again in Kali. They didn't get liberated, so they got born again in Kali Yuga in Brahmana families. And that refers to Mayavad, Smarthas, who deny the personality of Krishna. So there you go, Gurukul boys. It's a tough assignment. You have no idea how tough it is. I don't think any of us have any idea how tough it is. I feel that notwithstanding the great progress that ISKCON has made in India over all these years, it's one major lacuna is people don't know that we're against Mayavad. They should be. Maybe it's okay, we build temples and we have lots of congregational members and we feed the school children. And what else do we do? Sometimes we give out shoes to the school children. Oh, that's the Ritviks do that. We don't do that, yeah. And yeah, we do all kinds of things, but people don't know that we're opposed to Mayavad, that everything is not all one. We should let people at least know that we're not just another strand of general Hinduism. We are different from these Babas and Bappas and Ammas and Sri Sris and all these people. We're different. First of all, we have a philosophy, which these people, they don't have any philosophy. It's a clear thing. We ask them if anyone asks them what the goal of life is, it'll just depend which mode of nature is prominent in him at the present time. And he'll say something clever, and then next time you ask him, he'll say something else. They have nothing clear. At least the traditional Mayavadis, at least they actually have a philosophy which you can engage with. You have to know Sanskrit and Mimamsa and Nyaya, then you come to Vedanta, then you can engage, actually, on that level. Well, at least they have something you can engage with, but these other people, they giggle and say something one time and something else another time, and it's just supposed to sound good. And these rascals, if it wasn't for them, I could have come to Krishna consciousness 3 years earlier, because my one friend at school showed me some books of Prabhupada. I must have been 2 years early. I said, I don't see it. All these Indian gurus, they're all cheaters. That was the impression I got. I didn't even want to look at it. Took me another 2 years. And it may be many lifetimes that they're misled. People are misled by these cheaters. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadeshatarna. Srila Prabhupada's mission was to fight with the impersonalists. He particularly mentioned in the Western countries, but when he came to India, he was more ferocious in this matter. Hare Krishna. Take blessings from Nrisimhadev. Remember him. Of course, Nrisimhadev protected Shankara also. He had work to do. Shankara had work to do, so Nrisimha protected him. Hare Krishna. Any question, comment, or Hiranyakashipu-like protest? Hare Krishna, you want to say something?
And you pointed out that Prabhupada Prabhupada says that ultimately the Lord does not a creation, maintenance and annihilation are all conducted personally by the Supreme Personality of God. And Prabhupada gives the minor action. So somebody may raise a question. So maybe Brahma, Shiva, it's all the Supreme Lord, it's all Krishna.
They may give the objection, then you have to look in Shastra and find out. Just like here, in the ultimate Shastra, Vidya Bhagavata Vadi, the ultimate Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, establishes Krishna. This is Vasudeva speaking to Krishna, using the word... I'm looking at the wrong verse. Twatta, from you. Then Twaya, Twai, in you. So it's to Krishna. And then you may come again, well, in Shiva Purana, it's also said Shiva is supreme. And then you have to, that's what I'm saying, you have to train up the Gurukul kids and have Shastra Yukti. Yeah, philosophy. It would be in some ways easier if at the time, as at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least up to that time, people discussing such matters would do so on the basis of Shastra. But nowadays it's all just some sentiment. Even the Mayavadis in Varanasi said that. They said that after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had shown the philosophy to be wrong, he said, yeah, actually, this philosophy doesn't satisfy us, but we were sticking to it because, you know, we're in this sampradaya and... I say chalte. We're in the sampradaya and... what are we? We're in the sampradaya, that's it. So we're going along with it. We know it's rubbish, but we're going along with it. And now they changed.
Prabhu, Guru Maharaj, I have so many doubts, but only one doubt I'll asking. But every time,
don't
anytime,
doubt while you're driving the crane.
Anytime I explain this doubt, but my memory loss, that's why I'm asking. Everybody's memory loss, I don't know about my memory, 100% loss. Now, I will Tamil asking, just explain. Prabhupada, udharanam kudukkarare.
He's giving an example.
Yeah, fans.
So why don't you
explain?
Speak in the mic.
No, later. Prabhupada explained pandrare. Fan stop pannaka, odane stop avudhu, mella mella da stop avun solre.
So when we switch off the fan doesn't stop immediately. It rotates for some time.
சார், நம்மளுடைய பக்தி கூட மெல்ல மெல்ல தான் நீங்கள் வந்து முன்னேறணும்னு வந்து பயிற்சி எடுக்கிறோம்.
ஸோ பை ப்ராக்டிசிங் டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ் கிராஜுவலி வி மேக் ப்ராக்ரஸ்.
நான் இதை பண்ணுறேன், எனக்கு நல்லா இருக்குது, நல்ல பர்ஃபெக்டாக இருக்குது. ஆனால் சின்ன வயசில் எனக்கு இன்னொரு ஒரு விஷயம் இருந்தது. அது என்னென்ன, பம்பர் பிரைஸ் உடனே அடித்தா கோடி ரூபாய் நமக்கு வந்துட்டு ப்ரைஸ், பம்பர் ப்ரைஸ், இந்த மாதிரி ஒரு மைண்டு இருக்கு.
ஸோ இந்த வென் யூ வாஸ் யங், ஹி ஹேஸ் த ஐடியா தட் எனி திங் யூ டூ குவிக் ரிசல்ட், ஃபாஸ்ட் ரிசல்ட் யூ வில் கெட்.
எனி திங் யூ டூ குவிக்லி தென்
வாட் யூ கெட் லைக் பம்பர் ப்ரைஸ், லைக் யூ ஜஸ்ட் கிவ், யூ டூ சம்திங் அண்ட் யூ கெட் குவிக் ரிசல்ட், தட் லைக் தட் ஹி ஹேஸ் த மைண்ட்.
இது
நாட் ட்ரூ. So that every activity you get a quick result.
He has a mind like that. That
he wants quick results.
He wants quick result.
But all of them.
Then worship the demigods. Shipram hi manushe loke siddhi bhavati karmaja.
Ide 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 polave
shanta karmanam siddhim yajante eva eha devataha. You get quick results by worshipping the demigods. That's there in the Bhagavad Gita.
என்ன போலவே நிறைய நபர்கள் இதை வந்து போகிறாங்க அப்படின்னு நம்ம சக்தி ஓம் சக்தியில் இருக்கிற நபர்.
Can you make your question succinct?
Now start question.
The ஓம் start the question.
Yeah. ஓம் சக்தியில் இருக்கிற நபர்
ஓம் சக்தி and now you're join ஓம் சக்தி.
வேலூர்
we'll finish building the temple for
வேலூர் ஒன் சுவாமிஜி இவங்கெல்லாம் வந்து பிரச்சாரம் பண்ணுறாங்க. எங்களை போன்ற மைண்ட் இருக்கிறவங்களை வந்து பிரச்சாரம் பண்ணுறாங்க. அவங்க எப்படி பண்ணுறாங்கன்னா அவங்க கூட அந்த மாதிரி நோட்டு வச்சிருக்கிறாங்க. அவங்க வந்துட்டு சடன்லி உடனே
வாட் இஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன்
இந்த மாதிரி மைண்ட் இருக்கிற நபரே நிறைய இருக்காங்க. உடனே வந்து நம்ம பக்தியில் வந்து
So what is the question?
The question is that people are having mind that they should do some activity and immediately get result. Just by bhakti also you get immediate result and then...
People may think like that, but that's not a fact, is it? It's not that you just you go into the college and immediately you get a degree. You have to work hard for 4 years. They may think like that, but it has little connection with reality, especially in the matter of anything actually worth attaining. Let's leave it at that. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Sri Gauranitai ki jai. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripaha sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya churnakam padayo nipatya kritva chakka kushatam etad aham ravimi hai sadhava sakla eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra charane kurutanurabha parivadatu jano yata tatava nanamukarona vayang vichareyama hari rasamadiramadati Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'm going to call for the garland, that little girl Padmavati. Padmavati was acting as Kayadu, right? I got that joke from her mother. Okay. You'll make a very good girl. You can be a gopi in Vrindavan. Better than being Kayadu. Well, she's the mother of Prahlad. She's also the wife of Hiranyakashipu.